We're turning in our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. So if you would, open up your Bibles and turn there. I want to read a couple verses to you as we celebrate Living Hope Family Church's 25th anniversary.
Hallelujah.
How about that? Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. For those of you who are online, pull it up on your phones or pull out your paper Bible so you don't lose the video feed. Here it is. Verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God is able to do abundantly more than we could ask or think, isn't he? Well, I want to take a look at what the Lord has done. 25 years of Living Hope Family Church. What has the Lord done here? And I want to share these things with you and those of you who are watching online so that you can be encouraged. Sometimes we can get a little bit discouraged when we look at our lives in the very moment. Like right now, you might look around the room and see, oh, there's 10 of us or 15 of us all together in the building. That may be a bit discouraging, but don't be discouraged. It's just a moment. It's just a snapshot of right now. But if we take a look at where we've been and how far the Lord has brought us, we will be deeply encouraged in our hearts. And I want you to understand what is the height and depth and breadth and length of this love of God in which we find ourselves. Amen? So let's take a look at 25 years of Living Hope Family Church, and let's see. 25 years ago, Living Hope started out as a Bible study group that had been gathering off Cape, I believe, at the ministry of a fellow by the name of Jim Pertell, who was a charismatic Catholic. Somewhere up in the Plymouth area, he had a Bible study going, and he brought in a bunch of different speakers, and people gathered from all over the place because there was a move of God at his house. And they had a meeting in some basement of a school, maybe, or somewhere. I know I attended it once a long, long time ago. But there was a group from Cape Cod that used to go up there, and they met each other and frequented that place and began to think, well, what if we had a church on Cape Cod where we could gather and do this on a regular basis instead of having to make the drive? Maybe we could have this a little closer to home where we could invite our friends and family and be involved and have a church. And they began to pray, and God heard their cry and answered their cry. And there was a young man from South Africa by the name of Michael Petzer, married to an American girl from Connecticut, Jane. And Mike and Jane heard the call of the Lord and answered it and said, we'll plant that church on Cape Cod. They had been familiar with Jim Pertell's ministry and had frequented his pulpit. Mike is a profound preacher and was really, really skilled at the word of righteousness. And he would preach the gospel and preach the word of God, and people would just sit mesmerized when he spoke. And Mike and Jade heard the call. They came and they started the church on the first weekend of October in 1995. That would be 25 years ago. And God gave them grace, and they had a fellowship that grew rapidly out of that. And within a year, they had 100, 120 people gathering, and they needed space, and they moved into this building within a year, I believe it was. And we've been here ever since, thanks to the kindness of our landlords, Joe and Dolores Deleuze. We moved into this building, which had been occupied by the Brazilian Assembly of God prior to us being here. That's Reach Assembly. That's those guys now. It turns out we have a beautiful relationship with them many, many years later. By the grace of God, it just kind of happened. So that church, this church. And anyway, the church flourished under Mike's ministry, and within 3 years, he needed help. So he called another pastor to come and help him, an associate, who at that time was doing ministry in Zimbabwe. That's the last country on the alphabetical list of countries. And Daryl and Janine Mathapike answered the call. Mike called them. They're actually South Africans, and they came to serve the Lord here and spent 7 years pastoring along with Mike for three of them, and then for 4 years as senior pastor of Living Hope Family Church. Daryl and Janine did a wonderful job, raised their kids here during that time, and many of you know them and remember them well. Daryl and Janine still come from South Africa from time to time and grace this pulpit, and we're so grateful for them. Daryl remains an elder emeritus on the board of Living Hope Family Church, so that's wonderful. And we remember them today, and we pray for them and the grace of God on them. In fact, Daryl and Janine are very active in ministry in South Africa and head up the Emoyeni Mission, something we've been a very big part of here at Living Hope. So very grateful for that. Well, anyway, Mike and Jane served for 7 years, started the church in 1995, stayed here through 2001, and then they took a church in Tucson, Arizona, where they spent the next 18 years of their lives pastoring that church. Now, Mike and Jane have moved to a Bible school in Central California, where Mike is teaching, and they just are going, continuing from strength to strength in the Lord. And we just continue to thank God for Mike and Jane Petzer and the work that they put in here. Mike and Jane, if you happen to tune into this service, you were supposed to be here for this, but the pandemic has changed all of our plans for all celebrations, but we will make it up. We love you guys and look forward to when you can come and fill the pulpit again and share what God has been doing in your lives and how God has taken you on that journey. We just want to say thank you, and thank you to the Lord for those beautiful people who sowed in tears and we now reap with joy. So thank you. We love you. God bless you guys. We're also very grateful for the May the Pikes, and we love them. And Daryl, I don't know that you're tuned in right now, but you may later, and we just want you to know we're so grateful for the 7 years that you put in here as well. And you and Janine were such a blessing to this church. You built what you built still stands, and I'm grateful to say that the Lord has blessed it. And under my watch, many of the folks that you guys had sowed into, they're still here, and if not in this church, they still serve the Lord in this community, and we're very grateful for that. So I just want you to know your work was not in vain. Amen. And Daryl and Janine served for 3 years before Mike and Jane left for Tucson. Then Daryl served as the senior pastor on his own here at the church, and the work was a lot. It was just, it's a lot of work to pastor Living Hope Family Church. You guys are awesome. You're a lot of work. And it's a good thing. And anyway, after serving on his own for a year, Daryl called me and he said, "Eric, I need some help. Would you come and help?" And at that time, Tammy and I were working in Florida on mission projects there. We had heard the Lord. He said yes, and we came. And that was 18 years ago, 2003. In March of 2003, Tammy and I arrived here with our little kids, and we've been here ever since, and it's been an amazing, wild ride. And we're very grateful to have served in this position. And then in 2013, we started the process, 2013 and 2014, started the process of hiring somebody to help us because you guys are a lot of work. And we decided to keep it in, just keep with tradition. And any pastor that serves at Living Hope needs to come from South Africa at some point, right? So Emilio and Claudine joined us. We started the process 2014. They arrived in 2015 in January 14th, 2015, the Gassaby family arrived, and my goodness, Carla Ann and Caleb, you guys have grown. Look at Caleb now, 10 years old this week, and boy, you were just a little guy. You were 3 when you arrived here, hey? Just three years old, almost 4, and I've still got pictures of you when you arrived. Oh, my goodness. And what a joy it's been to have Emilio and Claudine on staff. A couple of weeks ago, we ordained Emilio as pastor, one of the pastors here at Living Hope, and fully fledged, the Reverend E.J. Gassaby. And I'm just going to keep that thread going, the Reverend E.J. Gassaby, so he can receive the formal thanks for his role here at the church. And we actually finally signed the ordination certificate today. We got Richard's signature on that ordination certificate. Now it's official. Now you can hang it on your wall and be official. Anyway, it's been our privilege to serve over these years. And I can't tell you much about what happened with the church in the 7 years prior to me getting here. Because as it turns out, Mike served for 7 years and Daryl served for 7 years and they overlapped and I overlapped with them. And so I will finish up 18 years with the church in March of 2021. So we're in our 18th year right now. So you do the math and figure out how the overlaps work. But in the 7 years prior to us arriving here, I don't know much about that. I knew a few of the people. There were some folks that I knew because we had visited before. But I'm going to give you a little report based on the people that I do know in the last 18 years that we've been here. And we'll talk about that because I think that's important for us to see the milestones along the way. First and most important thing I want to do is remember those blessed, beautiful members of the family who have graduated to glory. And I want to remember them today and remember them by name. And if you're watching online and this is one of your family members who's graduated and gone on to glory, I just want you to know we remember them. And we remember them with great celebration today. And we thank God for being able to rub shoulders with these men and women who served the Lord and finished the race. Most of them finished the race well. A few of them finished the race rather unexpectedly, and we grieve over that. But we know that the Lord is faithful, and He is not willing that any should perish. And some of those who were members of the church and sort of walked away from the Lord and then fell away, we're trusting that God was with them, and even in their dying moments, that the Lord was there to usher them into His glory. We trust God in that. Because God is the author of salvation. Salvation belongs to the Lord. But for many of these, they died in faith and they died well. And they finished the race strong. So I'm just going to read through the list of names and see if you remember some of these beautiful people. Ray Holmes. Jennifer Ramos. Bob LaValle. Rose Clark. Anne Hathaway. Florence Glasca. Leslie Felix, Joe Cattell, Dave Gonzalez, Leo Dwyer, Rodney DeSimone, Laura Hope Smith, Suzanne Corbiere, Lois Ann Wallace, Jane Grant, Margie Hicks, Carrie Day, Bill Polishin, Emily Smith, Kathy Bishop, Caroline Furtado, Christian Mahoney, Nancy Miller, Matt Amsler, Dawn Gage, Dana Sumner, Barry Brown, and our landlord and a beloved friend, Joe Deleuze. We remember them so fondly, and we rejoice that they are with the Lord. There's one more who passed away, and he has special mention. His name is Jerry, and I love to remember Jerry's story because he died actually right here in service on a Sunday morning. And he was sitting in the back row next to that, right there next to the offering basket in that seat. And Jerry was a family member, somehow extended family of Freddie Van Sickle. And Freddie used to bring Jerry to church every Sunday. And Jerry died in the middle of the service, had a heart attack, and died right there. And of course, that's a shock, and we were all perplexed. We didn't know what to do. We had, at that time, a nurse practitioner who was here at the church, Diane LaValle, and she checked his vitals, and she said, "He's gone, guys, he's gone." We called 911, of course, immediately. Somebody called 911. We took him out in the foyer, you know, got him out there. The church just got on their knees and began to cry out to God, saying, "God, bring Jerry home back to us. Lord, don't take him right here from the church." And then we found out, Freddie said, Jerry's never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of his life. He was literally going to die and go to hell right from our church service. And so we cried out to God and said, "God, have mercy. Don't let him die and go from here. Lord, let us rather reach that guy. Come on, bring him back, oh Lord." Well, God gave grace. And between the CPR that happened out there in the foyer and the CPR that happened in the emergency vehicle on the way to the hospital, Jerry was revived. God brought him back and Jerry lived. Praise God. And half of the church that day went down to, one by one, they were visitors for Jerry in his room, and they led him to the Lord like 25 times that day. Jerry, you're going to say that sinner's prayer again and again and again till it sticks. And so we rejoice that Jerry gave his heart to the Lord, made his peace with God, and subsequently, I think Jerry has gone on to be with the Lord permanently. But Jerry is quite the story, isn't he? We rejoice that God raised someone from the dead right here at Living Hope Family Church. A bit of a bizarre story, but it's a true story, my friends. So celebrate. God is good. Amen. Of course, there are many who have been raised to life, figuratively speaking, raised to life through the ministry that the Lord has given to people through His servants here at Living Hope. Many of you have led others to the Lord in the last 25 years. I think about Dan and Rita and the many people that they've led to the Lord. You guys are probably some of the most effective evangelists in the church. So I'm very grateful for that. And some of the others, I think about you ladies who are never quiet about your faith. I mean, you tell the person checking you out of the grocery store about Jesus and how He loves them. And I just think that's amazing, and I thank God for that. Of course, there have also been those who are more quiet in their evangelism, whose lives have just been a steady, solid example. And for years and years and years, they've shone the light in the midst of a dark and perverse generation. And as a result, quietly, slowly, almost unbeknownst to us, people have come to Christ. And over 25 years, I don't know how many people there are that have come to Christ, but I can tell you it's more than one. It's more than two. I know that we've baptized probably over 100 people in the last 25 years, and I regret that we never kept baptism records of the people that we baptized. We were just, you know, like the saints of old. We said, look, here's water. What prevents you from getting baptized? And we just baptized them, and it was never a formal thing, but I wish we had kept records so that we could say, look at what the Lord has done. Nevertheless, the Lord has kept those records in heaven. Amen. And there are many names written in the Lamb's Book of Life because Jesus has been doing His ministry to this community through Living Hope Family Church all these years. Thank God for that. And thank you, church. Thank you, those of you who are part of the family, those who are not here in person today but are with us online and who are going to watch this later. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of something steady and sure. God has blessed it and will bless it some more. Don't go anywhere. Stay and be committed to what God is doing. And may the Lord bless the work of our hands. Amen. We've seen many marriages put back together again. We've seen many marriages stay together because of the faithfulness of the Lord. We've seen children who have grown. We've had many children born in the church, haven't we? We were talking about that this morning, and Tammy and I were thinking, wow, could we remember all the babies that have been born in the 18 years that we've been here? And I don't know that we could, but there's a whole bunch of them in the church right now, and we've got some more on the way. There's about three on the way right now, so woohoo! We've also had weddings in the church. We've got another one coming up in less than 3 weeks. Luke and Juliana are getting married on October 24th. Isn't that exciting? And we're so proud of them. We're so excited for them. They have been faithful to the Lord and keeping themselves pure before Him and waiting for the Lord, waiting for that day to celebrate their love with one another. And I'm so blessed by that day. May the Lord give them extra grace because they are obedient to His call. And I pray that all of you will celebrate with us, even though these pandemic times don't allow us big parties. But I know that you'll celebrate with us in heart and in prayer. And when the time comes for us to have big celebrations again, trust me, we're going to do big party, and it may last for months. We are excited that many of our young people not only grew up here but went on to great things. And some of our young people grew up and went off to the military. Some of our young people grew up and went off to college and universities. And some grew up and went off to mission schools to serve the Lord there. Others grew up and went off into careers. And there are some of them that are still serving the Lord flat out. There are some that have walked away from the Lord. And we pray for them. It grieves our hearts. I think it's pretty true of most families that I don't know that we can do any better than the Lord did in His prodigal son story. Even a perfect father has prodigals that run away. But the faithfulness of our God is that He loves us and waits for us to come home. And when we do, there's no shame and there's no shaming. He honors us and welcomes us back, and I thank God for His grace. So we wait in earnest expectation for the return of those who have walked away from the Lord that were a part of our family, and we yearn for them and pray for them, and I encourage you as a church to pray for them. And if that's you or that's your son or your daughter that has walked away from the Lord, know this, that we are praying with you and for you that you will return and know the grace and the love of God, the height, the depth, the width, the length, that you may know the Lord and the fullness of God. Amen. Let me just give you the names of some of those who went on to seminary and graduated seminary, which is a really big deal for us. I think it's wonderful that we have young people who grew up and wanted to continue in our footsteps and know the Lord and honor Him by studying, even at a seminary level. So we have seminary graduates Kyle Lincoln, Angie Valley, and Brittany Court. Yeah, so praise God for them. Also, mission training schools like YWAM and other Bible schools like IHOP, International House of Prayer, or Bethel, some of those others. We've got Deanne Mather-Pike, now Wiesman, Dustine Mather-Pike, now Anderson, Joshua Mather-Pike, Amy Terrell, Brandon Jameson, Derek Jameson, Krista Sines, Andrew and Allison Todorov. Remember when they went off to YWAM in Grenada? They completed the school and then spent a year of their lives in, or 6 months of their lives on mission in Grenada. Diane LaValle and Jesse LaValle went off. Jesse LaValle went off to Acquire the Fire Ministry, Teen Mania, right, with Ron Luce in Texas. I mean, I just think it's a beautiful thing. We had all these people making an impact in the world with the gospel. So praise God for that. We have had many, many answered prayers and healings that have taken place here. And some of them have been miraculous and remarkable. Some of them have been gradual. But the Lord has kept us in good health and He's kept us in strong faith. And we thank Him for that. Many of the prayers were written down, and we saw answers to those prayers over weeks and months as they went by. The answers to prayers for the children. Remember the children's ministry? When we ever read those prayer cards that the kids had put out, and they saw how God answered those prayers, what an amazing exercise that was to see God's faithfulness. And we thank Him for answered prayer. Prayers are not a waste of breath or a waste of time, my friends. The Lord is faithful, and He answers the prayers of His people. Thank God for that. There have been over 4,000 sermons preached from this pulpit. Maybe not the specific wooden pulpit. There was another pulpit, the plexiglass pulpit here before, and before that some other one. But from this place right here, over 4,000 sermons that have been preached. Most of those were recorded. In the early days, they were all recorded on cassette, and those cassettes were sent out in a mailing program literally all over the world. Mike Petz's mailing CDs, I used to get them in Florida, and people all over the world got them. In fact, I mentioned in the early service, I had somebody a couple years ago cleaning out a house somewhere, and they came with a whole big tray of them. They said, hey, you should have these back. These are all Mike Petz's teaching CDs, teaching tapes, cassettes. And I said, well, that's nice. Thanks. I'll send them to Mike. Who has a cassette player anymore, right? So anyway, oh, you actually, thank you, Scott. Did you really? That's so funny. Well, those cassettes, we probably still have an archive of them somewhere, but we moved from cassettes to CDs and from CDs to digital media. And Greg, thank you so much for keeping our digital library on the go. All of our sermons for the last decade or more are available at livinghopefamilychurch.com, and not just my sermons, but the sermons of our guest preachers as well. And they've made an impact in people's lives in many, many places we never thought possible. We've had people as far away as the UK, Syria. We've had people in Africa, in Asia, people listening to those sermons and commenting, responding back. And they're not just, you know, scammers who are trying to get money from us. They're actually people who will write and tell us things that were in the sermon, talk about how they really impacted their lives. And these are people we've never met. We've even received money in offerings from them, tithes and offerings from people we've never met who gave to the work of the Lord here because that ministry continues to go. So how many people have been impacted by the word? It's impossible for us to tell. Maybe one day the Lord will give us the stats and we will be wowed at what God can do with a faithful family who just does what they're told to do in Christ. Amen. We just put our head down and did the work of ministry, and God's using it all over the world. Look at what the Lord has done. So we thank God for that. We've had people who have written books. We actually had some books published out of Living Hope Family Church. We've had music that has been written, songs that have been sung right here, new original songs that we've sung in worship, and some of them have been sung in many different places. We thank God for that. it's just not possible to calculate the impact of that kind of ministry. We've also done a lot of counseling. Some of you have counseled others in your own homes, just as Christian brothers and sisters reaching out with the gift of the Holy Spirit in you to counsel others. There's been official counseling that's taken place here at the church, and on account of that, many, many, many lives that were deeply broken have been helped and mended, and Jesus has done an awesome work. So we thank God for all of that. Can't tell you those stories right now, but I tell you there are some of them that are absolutely phenomenal. And maybe one day God will give us the privilege of hearing people tell their testimonies about what God did in their life. Some of those situations are just so sensitive we couldn't talk about them in public. But I can tell you absolutely that God has raised the dead here at Living Hope Family Church. Yeah. And when I say that, I mean dead marriages, dead businesses, dead relationships, people who were suicidal, that lived and went on to bless God and to live lives of righteousness. Thank God for that. We thank God for the acts of faith and kindness and generosity of the members of this family. And we've become known as a church that worships honestly, loves hard, and welcomes well, that holds fast to the Word and to the Spirit, and is not afraid to stand firm, even in a culture that is so wishy-washy. This is surely the favor and the grace of our God, isn't it? Thank God for that. We have had many ministries here at Living Hope Family Church over the years. There have been things like Bible studies, recovery meetings. We had daily recovery meetings for a long time. Charlie Markarian ran those. And then weekly and monthly recovery meetings. The Alpha Course, some of you guys were a part of that. Discipleship groups, even some of those happening today and during the week, even now, through Zoom and other calls. Prayer ministry, benevolence ministry, servants of kindness. Guys, remember servants of kindness? Gleaning, the bread ministry. I know you guys are missing that Panera bread and all those yummy goodies, right? Compassion ministry, remember the All Needs Met program? I remember when we used to take care of some people who were ill, and we'd send people to go into their homes and to clean their homes and take care of them. Rita, you did a lot of that with Caroline Furtado, remember? Absolutely. Chaplaincy, counseling, parenting classes, mentoring, royal family kids, hospital and prison visitation, prayer walking, new members classes, home groups, men's ministry, women's ministry, worship team, ushers, hospitality, Sunday breakfast ministry, COVID-19 prep and cleanup team. Thank you, you guys, for doing that, allowing us to be here on Sunday mornings. The social media team, the sermon archive, the library upstairs, the preaching and teaching ministries, the greeting card ministry. Haven't done that for a while, but we used to send out greeting cards all the time. Everybody in the church who had a birthday got a handwritten greeting card from some of our team members. Marriage retreats, Grandma's Treasures, remember that program? Young Explorers, puppet plays and shows, weddings, funerals, baptisms, dedications, youth group, and the Youth School of Worship. And of course, the youth group's done so many wonderful, wonderful things over the last 5 years. We're just so blessed by Emilio and Claudine's ministry. Here are some of the guests that we've been privileged to have in our pulpit. See if you remember some of these amazing people and their ministry to us. R.T. Kendall, Bob Sorge, Bob and Kathy Fitz, Garrett Gustafson, that was a surprise, Andy Elms, Vaughn Gerald, oh, love that man, David and Rita Baroni, Lamar Boschman, Glenn and Roberta Rochelle, Steve Fry, Jack McKee, Endless Praise, you guys remember Endless Praise? And then those South African bands as well, Kanyisa and Buyela, remember them? And Rolf Weikart, David and Roseanne Newcomb, Mark and Missy Taylor, Dave Edwards, Morgan Moyo, Emil Samuel, Barry Brown, one of our absolute favorites, eh? Robbie Hausen, Eric Brooks, remember the trumpet player, Eric Brooks? Sasha Rodionoff, Dave Smethurst, Alexi Reichstadt from Israel, Rob Link, Jason's brother, the guy with the tattoos, remember him? The Covenant Players, Tom Lane. I was interested to see Tom Lane leading worship at the Return last weekend in D.C. on that platform. Teen Challenge, Esther Corson. You guys remember Esther Corson? Wow, what a blessing that woman was. Charlie Curtis, Steve Baldwin, the movie maker. Remember him? Mike Fratty, the judge from New York, who gave us that word about our community. Leon Van Rooyen, Kyle Lincoln, Cameron Burchett, Betsy Glanville, Robin Farnsworth, Andre and Angela Onoshenko, our beloved friends from Northern Siberia, and Bob and Catherine Dickerson, who came and ministered here while they were on assignment in Moscow. They've subsequently returned to the United States, but we were blessed by their ministry as well. They really blessed me. Those are some of the guests that we've had in our pulpit here at Living Hope Family Church over the last 25 years. What a blessing. What a blessing. Now, we haven't just been a church on our own. We've actually gone out and connected ourselves with the community around us, knowing that we're not just some island. We're not the only ones who love Jesus on this bit of land called Cape Cod. We are actually part of a broader family. Amen? We're part of the family of God that is extended not just here across the Cape, but really all over the world. And it's a big thing for me. I want to make sure that we understand we're part of something much bigger than ourselves, just so that we never become discouraged because we're a small group, and also so that we don't become proud when we think that we got it all together, because we certainly don't. We've needed to learn from one another, and on account of that, we've tied in the relationships locally and nationally. Here's some of the groups that we are affiliated with. Proud to say that we're affiliated with the National Association of Evangelicals. We are also affiliated locally with the Evangelical Ministers Fellowship, and I've been a part of the leadership team of that for many years now, and very grateful to be a part of, just intertwined with the Evangelical Ministers here on Cape Cod. We're also part of the Glory of God on Cape Cod prayer group, and I know that many of you attend their meetings, and today there is a prayer meeting down at Drummer Boy Park. I encourage you to go onto their website and get the details. I think you need to register to their event because they're limited in the number of people that they can have, but register and show up anyway. Bring a mask and be ready to pray. They're going to be praying this afternoon down there. It's a beautiful day for it, and for those of you who are free, I encourage you to go and represent Living Hope well down at the Glory of God prayer meeting. We're also a part of the Cape Cod Council of Churches, and I was privileged to sit on their board of directors for a few years. We are very intertwined with Trinity Christian Academy, and proud of those guys too. Also part of the Thrive Conference and Vision New England, as well as the New England Night of Worship. We were a part of that when that took place here, as well as Songtime USA. I'm privileged to sit on the board of directors for Songtime USA. We're also affiliated with Youth for Christ, the United States. We have an affiliation with the Youth for Christ USA. And many years ago, we were a part of the International Worship Institute, and we took a lot of people down there, and I was privileged to be on faculty there for about 10 years. So those are some of the affiliations that we've had as a church, and really honored. What that's done for us is it's given us access, community access, not specifically in this pulpit, but community access to some of the finest preachers that the Lord has blessed in the United States. And over the years, I've gotten to rub shoulders with these people, and some of you have gotten to rub shoulders with them too. And I say, that's amazing. Look at what the Lord has done. Here's a list of some of the bigger name preachers that we've actually been able to visit. We've gone to other churches in the local community to hear them speak, or we've gone to conferences right here, either at the hotel across the street or at Sandwich High or at the Barnstable High School Auditorium or others. Here's some of those names. Maybe you remember some of these. Brian Simmons, Ravi Zacharias, Jim Cimbala, Rebecca Manley Pippert, Stuart and Jill Briscoe, the music team, Selah, remember Nicole Nordeman, Don Whitney, Ginny Owens, Mark Harris, Fernando Ortega, Rick Warren. I actually got to sit down with a private meeting with Rick Warren years ago, and that was a real blessing. Paul Balash, Don Carson, D.A. Carson, had private meeting with him as well. Sean Park, the Annie Moses Band, and Vodi Bakum. These are some of the some bigger name, more recognizable, internationally renowned names that it's not our exclusive access, but because of our affiliation with all these other groups, we've been introduced to these people. And Living Hope Family Church has had a pretty solid diet of some pretty amazing Word of God. Wouldn't you say? Thank God for that. And I rejoice in the teaching that the Lord has allowed us to have access to. And now, of course, we've got access to Right Now Media. How many of you guys still watching Right Now Media? I hope you're still using that. Remember, use it or lose it. I'm coming up on a year's anniversary of that thing, and I need to know if you guys are using it, because if you're not, I'm not going to pay for it anymore. So you guys need to figure out whether you're going to use it. If you're watching online, check out rightnowmedia.org. If you're not already part of it, you can email me, pastor@livinghopefamilychurch.com, and I'll give you details of how to get signed up. It won't cost you anything. It's our gift to you, and you can have access to that media library for free. It's kind of like binge-watching on Netflix, only you get to watch all Bible studies, all kinds of stuff. It's really good for you. Anyway, so honored that we have access to so much. Isn't that a blessing? Wow, God has been good to us. We are not short of food, of spiritual food and nourishment. Praise God for that. I want to sort of wrap up this little bit of time here by talking about one of the things that I'm probably most proud about. As the pastor of Living Hope Family Church, I think we should always be outward focused. We need to focus on the family right here, but we also need to be focused on what God is doing in the rest of the world. Amen. And it gives us a sense of adventure, and it allows us to step into things we never thought little old us could ever be involved in. And God has done beautiful things through this church. Over the last 18 years that I've been the pastor here, I did the math, calculated, and my numbers are not exact, but they're pretty close. We have given over $600,000 in foreign mission aid. Come on. Thank God. Over the past 18 years, over $600,000 that we have been able to give to missions, to support missions and our missionaries in different parts of the world. We've also given over $130,000 in local benevolence to local people right here at home. Yep. That's amazing. That's almost $750,000, almost $750,000 that has gone flowed through our hands. We were just the conduit to meet the needs of people here and abroad for the name of Jesus. And I think that is absolutely amazing. Let me run through a list of missions that we have been involved with over the last 18 to 20 years. Prior to that, I'm not exactly sure what all was going on because I don't have the AGM records for that at my disposal, but I can tell you these are the missions that we have been actively involved in. We've either been there, sent a team there, or we've supported the missionaries that are in these countries. Here's the list. Are you ready? Latvia, Israel, Ukraine, Mozambique, South Africa, Yemen, India, Philippines, Grenada, Brazil, Taiwan, China, Cambodia, Nepal, Australia, Norway, England, Ireland, Malaysia, Italy, New Orleans, Florida, Belize, Colombia, Siberia, Russia, Scotland, and Swaziland. Come on, rejoice! That is a stellar list. And it's just the beginning, amen? We've wrapped up 25 years, but what if God gives us more in the next 25 years? What is that list going to look like? What an amazing gift. The giving to those foreign missions and to our local benevolence represents about 15% of our gross income as a church. I'm very, very proud of you for that. Living Hope Family Church, you have done well. What a remarkable thing that we little people, most of us with not a whole lot of money, not a whole lot of nickels to rub together, and yet God has used us as a fellowship to give this kind of money and these kinds of help to people. And of course, it's not the money that's the big deal here. It's what that money allows. It has allowed the gospel to go forth. And the people in each of these countries that we supported or the teams that we sent brought the word of God in truth and with boldness. And the word of God has gone out to all these places. And in each of these places, I'm telling you now, there's a harvest for Living Hope Family Church. We got our name on that harvest. It belongs to the Lord, but we got our name on that harvest in each one of those countries. I'm telling you, when you stand before the Lord one day and he says, hey, oh, you were part of Living Hope Family Church in Hyannis, weren't you? During those first 25 years, take a look at your harvest. And I just want to say thank you, those of you who are online, those of you who gave and who continue to give over the years. I'm just so proud of you guys. So honored to lead this pack of undaunted, intrepid adventurers as we step out into God's big, wide, and amazing world. And may the Lord give us much, much more influence in the world as the days increase. Amen. I am so grateful. That is pretty much the end of that report of mine for what we have seen the Lord do over these years. I'm just going to read that passage to you again from Ephesians chapter 3. And now that you've had a chance to hear and to remember what God has done through this beautiful little, not insignificant church, listen to these words again. As this is the prayer of the Apostle Paul for the Ephesian church, it is also the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ for us today. Take it to heart, my friends. Listen to these words. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family, including this one, in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That is our prayer for Living Hope Family Church as we start out the journey on the next 25 years. And I pray that God will give us all grace and strength. I don't know who will be the pastor standing in this pulpit 25 years from now giving the next report, but I hope that they look back on these days and they say, wow, that group gave us an awesome leg up. But look at what the Lord has done now. Amen. May we grow from strength to strength and from grace to grace. Those of you who've participated in the church and have given over the years, I think I calculated that in the last 25 years, based on averages, it's not exact because I didn't do the math on that, but based on averages, I think the Lord has allowed to flow through the coffers at Living Hope Family Church close to $5 million. Yep. And that's gone to support the work of the Lord in 25 years in this community. And I think that the Lord will do, maybe on one day he would show us, if we think that we're not amounting to anything, I want you to think again, because God is greater than you can imagine. He loves to take the humble and the weak things of the world and to show what he can do through that. So stay humble and rejoice in your weakness, for in your weakness God is strong. But I think God will do for us maybe what he did for, what's that Christmas movie where George thinks that he didn't have any... It's a Wonderful Life. That's it, right? Is his name George? Yeah. Yeah. He thinks that nothing was worth it, but he gets to see what that would have looked like without him there. I think we can honestly say that if God had not allowed Living Hope Family Church to be here, this community would look different. It would look different. And there are lives that are part of this church right now that certainly wouldn't be where they are. Mine is one of them. And I'm very, very grateful for what God has done in my heart and the growth that I've seen in the Lord in the last 18 years. I've filled the pulpit, but God has filled my heart. And I have grown in so many wonderful ways, and I'm grateful to him for that. And so I just say, together with the elders of this church, thank you. Stay strong, stay the course, and may the Lord give us many, many more years. Amen. Earlier this morning, we had the elders here in the early service, and they prayed over the church and just spoke words of encouragement over the church. And I'm not going to repeat all the words right now because I don't have them, but I do have Jason's word, which he wrote down, just a brief encouragement from Jason, and it says this. Jason says, no, it's the 25th anniversary, and the one word I have for the church is this, from the Lord, keep excelling in your love for one another. Keep caring for one another. Even in the simple things, the world will see that you are mine through these small acts of sacrificial kindness. Amen. Let's take that as a word from the Lord. Stay the course. Love one another. Just like he said to the Ephesian church, I hope that the Lord doesn't say to us one day, you've lost your first love. Let us remember. Amen. Let us remember our first love and return to our first love. I have another message here from Dan Malchiotti. And he says, He says, this morning is the 25th anniversary service. It's wonderful and inspiring. Huge thank you to you and all the ministry leaders, you and Tammy and all the ministry leaders and workers who are serving and have served these many years at Living Hope. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Karen. We love you guys, too. If you're watching online and you happen to have a message of just an encouraging or inspiring word, feel free to write it in the sidebar right there. Send those messages. I'm going to scroll through them a little bit later. I'd love to hear your encouraging words. If you have a story or how the ministry has impacted you on some way, on some level, write it to me. Pastor@livinghopefamilychurch.com. I'd love to see it. It'll be a great encouragement to me and to the rest of the staff and the volunteers that work here at the church. We're so grateful. Can you guys just give a round of applause to the Lord for what he's done? Thank you, Papa.